Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. Boeing union member Jacqueline Vaden.
We all know the times are hard. The cost of living here in the state of Washington is not cheap.
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Ukraine at the top of the agenda when President Biden meets with Ukraine Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today. The two to discuss whether to loosen restrictions on Kyiv's use of U.S. and British missiles to hit deeper into Russia. President Vladimir Putin warning that would trigger a war between NATO and Moscow. A typhoon in Vietnam has left at least 223 people dead, more than 100 missing. Former President Trump goes west today, campaigning and fundraising in California and Nevada. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania rallies in Johnstown and Wilkes-Barre as she builds on her recent debate performance. This is ABC News. The NYPD commissioner, through a lawyer, says he unequivocally denies any wrongdoing. Edward Caban resigning amid federal probes into the administration of New York Mayor Eric Adams.
The investigation involves the SDNY, that being the Southern District of New York, the FBI and the IRS, and they're looking into contracts, potential bid rigging, and the NYPD's Division of Nightlife Enforcement.
ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer. New details about alleged drug ring leaders linked to the death of Matthew Perry. The French star allegedly getting drugs from a physician along with so-called ketamine queen of Los Angeles, Jasveen Sanga. More from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Police believe they've uncovered another of her alleged victims. Cody McLaurie died of an overdose after allegedly buying drugs from Sangha. His family telling ABC's Matt Gutman they found text messages where Cody and Sangha discussed pricing.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that even with Love out, he expects the team to come together to win against Indianapolis on Sunday.
everybody has their own focus, and it's to do their job at the best of their ability and whatever they're asked to do. And I think they've embraced that challenge. I think they'll embrace their roles, and I think they'll stick together and rally around each other.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clements, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
Right now, it's 58.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Yeah. It's like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Yeah.
God, it's all toilet sounds.
Good morning, John and Gordy. Hey.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Hey. Good morning, John and Gordy.
Thank you.
It's WMDX 92.7 FM, the special Friday the 13th edition of The Family Show today. Right.
It is 7:06, and it's going to be a beautiful day for Friday the 13th, starting out in the upper 50s. We're going to get into the mid-80s again, and this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Why don't we just get the computer to do that for us?
That's right? A great idea, John.
We should do that. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We can kind of phase you out. All right.
You're trying to put me out of the job?
No, not
don't
you.
Like his
Gordy doesn't have to say anything anymore. I mean, we've got the computer telling us the weather, and now right. Verlo.
So you're trying to get
Sam's
rid of me.
Sam's job.
Again. Oh, so it's going to be Peterson at large. Wow. I can just see it coming.
I believe that's what they call delegating authority.
Is that
that's it. Or it's exactly it.
Downsizing me out the door.
Terry Bell is in the studio, and we're going to talk about the big story.
Yeah, police are looking into what appears to be, if you read between the lines, some missing money from the Goodman Community Center on the east side. That is...
hang on a second, Terry.
That's okay.
Are you okay?
The sidebar.
You need Heimlich? Give me the sign. You need the Heimlich?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wow, that was a rush of coffee I'm not used to.
Went down the wrong pipe?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, start over, Terry.
Yeah, okay.
So there's missing money at the Goodman Center?
It would seem to be. Police are investigating what reports are calling financial improprieties. It sounds like there's missing money. Some internal changes have been made, although neither police nor the community center are saying much to reporters right now. But that appears to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That's not good news. They have funded a lot of things.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah, everything from adult adult exercise classes to child care to food pantry.
The pool, everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, they've been around for like more than 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really unfortunate here. I hope it doesn't have any kind of impact on what they have been able to do so far.
That's the concern, sure, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. Have a good weekend.
You
All right. We'll see you.
I'm trying to get my...
you're going to be all right.
You know, you can't snort coffee. I found that out.
See, now you need me to talk. Right?
See, now I need you here.
See what happened to you there? A little karma.
Yeah, it is.
You're right in the throat.
It's bad karma. doesn't work.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we get into eating dogs again? Okay. Let's
eating dogs, eating cats, eating pets.
This is the big story for John and Gordy.
That's what's happening. Yes.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Let's get into it.
Music.
Music.
Well, we're gonna play
that. What music do you want?
I thought we set it up right. The long cut that I put together. The song. The dogs.
The dogs song.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. Yeah. And this is what's happening in our country. They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Sounds like they're all hypnotized, right?
This is what's
That's a good tune. Yeah. I can't dance to it.
I know. I'm having a problem with it, too, okay? Yeah. You know, this whole eating your pets thing is absolutely destroying Springfield, Ohio.
Is it?
It hit the nation, and they're not letting go of this whole fiasco. They're doubling down, tripling down. They are not letting go, and Springfield is having a very difficult time dealing with this. There are bomb threats, of course. The community is in dire straits at this point because the Haitian community itself, the families are staying in their homes. The kids are not able to go out. They can't go out because of harassment in that town. So it's really, this is awful. What can happen. This is how the mega movement can turn on an entire city.
Yeah.
By just forcing this down everybody's throat. And Don Jr. was out there talking about how right they are about people's pets being eaten by Haitian immigrants. Let's hear this cut. Cut 87.
Donald Trump Jr. joins us. Don, they're eating their cats. They're eating the dogs. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, Charlie, I thought this was a conspiracy theory. And like all conspiracy theories, it turns out to be true. Watching the media gaslight the American public, lie to the American public like they do all so often these days, was truly disgusting. And then, you know, the stories come forth and then they find something from August 26th, like 2 weeks before this was ever a story, before it was a thing, before the media said it's a creation, the right wing is making it up. And there's a 911 call. Yeah, there's four Haitian migrants eating the geese in the park. I mean, you can't make it up anymore. But Charlie, what's truly sick about what's going on in Springfield and in neighboring Lima, and I'm sure it'll spill over into other parts of Pennsylvania in the not too distant future, is that it took that kind of story, someone was eating a cat and or pet, to garner attention to an issue where there's literally dozens of videos of citizens begging, you know, the town council to fix some of the problem.
Oh, well, I'm sure glad they brought some attention to it. People are, you know, stranded now and locked in their homes.
Yeah,
that's always a good way to deal with these situations. Now, they're just simply talking about Haitian immigrants in their town. That's all they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the city is dealing with it in the way that a city would deal with it. We don't need this extra little, they're eating our pets situation. But you're wondering about that 911 call, right?
Yeah.
This was released from the Federalist Society, the right-wing crazy group out there. And you know you can believe anything that they release. The police audio, this is actually the police audio report, confirmed that Haitian immigrants were grabbing up geese in a park. Okay, and let's play this. It's cut 88.
Who's here? Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today, and I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on.
All right. So that is just part of the call. He just went on and on and on. Of course, he knew they were Haitians.
because
I don't know.
Did they have signs saying we're Haitians?
Yeah. Yeah, what? I think so. Yeah. All Haitians have tattoos on their arms saying we're Haitians.
Okay.
Of course, that is the call that they're holding on to the geese. Now, you heard Don Jr. mention that they were eating the geese.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were in the park eating them.
Yeah.
But here, it was just that they had geese in their hands. Yeah. So they investigated this, and they had the last four numbers, and they looked up everybody they could. They found nothing. Absolutely no proof whatsoever. Anything. No confirmation. They're not eating pets. Again, this this has something to do with geese, maybe hunting when it's not hunting season. You can go on a hunt geese if you wanted to during hunting season, but maybe that's all this really is. It has nothing to do with eating dogs and cats and people's pets in Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think we should just kind of clean this up a little bit.
It is 7:15. Our number here is 608-879-8255. You can call us and connect in, and that's what Dick is doing this morning. He's on the line this morning. Good morning, Dick.
They won't be happy until they cause a problem like January 6th. Then they'll just walk away from them and say, oh, we had nothing to do with it. Correct? I mean, that's the way they operate. I used to work with a guy, we used to call him years back, crisis management. He'd create a crisis and then he'd try and manage it.
Yeah.
And that's basically what these guys are all about, right from the top.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing.
It
is. And then this right-wing hack that he's traveling with, you heard the latest now there. She's alleging that Harris had a special earring, so she was getting all the questions first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I saw that report, and if we spent all our time going down every rabbit hole that these people create for us, and I don't even want to. I decided not even to cover this story because it was just so ridiculous and stupid. I guess that's why we do cover these stories
sometimes.
But I decided this one did not warrant the coverage at this point. But I'm glad you brought it up, Dick, because this is how petty these people are. They have nothing else to pick on. And they're also insinuating that she is a woman and can't think for herself and needs to mansplain in her ear about how to answer questions. It's so insulting. It is beyond. I can't wrap my head around it.
Why would you need all the excuses if you won so decisively?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
All right, Dick, thank you very much. I also want to get to the reactions from other people. There was a crowd of people watching this, and they were watching the debate, and they watched Trump make that comment.
Right.
And so let's get to that particular cut, the crowd's reaction.
Springfield. They're eating the dogs. The people are eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame.
Wow. Yeah, that was fantastic. I had a cut that I must have lost someplace. As you know, I always lose these cuts. But there was a bar, and they had the debate up on the screen, and everybody just roared when he mentioned that. Let's get to Byron Donalds.
Okay.
And he is a representative, and he was asked about this. Let's play.
We've only got a minute. Do you want to? I don't think we got time for it, John.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll hold on to that.
All right, we will.
Also, we're going to find out about Celebrate Sauk coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
And, of course, Rocker will be joining us at the half hour, and he's got the music here for Max Inc. for the weekend.
Yeah, we're playing preview. Play some local music. That's what this whole program is about. We love Wisconsin music and the musicians here in town.
Yep.
And we want to play their stuff.
Yes. And Rocker will be in as he usually is here on a Friday. It's the Friday the 13th edition of the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step one is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step two is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step three is really important. Be kind to yourself. tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this, folks. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I can be good with money. And that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, the Friday the 13th edition of the John and Gordy Family Show, and a good morning to you. Things are clearing up.
Yeah, we're seeing some sunshine this morning, highs around 85. Right now it's 59 degrees, 20 minutes past the hour. Time for us to welcome in a couple of guests to the John and Gordy Show this morning. We have Marcy and Ramona from Celebrate Sock, and we're going to find out just what that is this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Good morning. All right, what can we expect at Celebrate Sock this year?
This is happening in Baraboo in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, it is happening Saturday, September 28th from 9:30 to 2 p.m. in Baraboo downtown. And Celebrate Sock, we are super, super excited because this is a space where we're giving space and voice to culture that is not traditionally given the microphone or the stage or recognition. And so what we're doing here is saying that everybody is welcome. And what we do is we have culture, we bring the community together, there's food, live music, dancing, and we just really have a great time. And even this year, we're doing something because it is Celebrate Sock, and our tagline is a passport to culture, right? Yeah. And so we're going to have passports for people to walk around and to visit with our vendors. So we're super excited.
Yeah.
So this is taking place in downtown Baraboo, right around the beautiful Courthouse Square there. And I lived in Baraboo for a number of years. This is just it's just a natural place to do this kind of event. And they have a lot of events there, of course. But this one seems special because you're going to have all different kinds of music and cultural things happening. So, Marcy, tell us about some of the events that will be happening that day.
Well, we start off at 10 with Angelica Gallegos, and she's going to teach anyone who's interested salsa dancing. At 10:30, Magic Rob is going to do a magic performance. And he's pretty wonderful. He gets all the kids involved, and then he'll stick around for a while walking through the crowd, continuing on with his magic. At 11, our friend Kehlani Jones is going to demonstrate a Hawaiian dance as well as teach some dancing. At 11:30, we have Dr. Damira Grady, who's the Vice President of Equity, Inclusion, and Community Relations at Madison College, and she's going to share her story. Another thing we like to celebrate is people's stories. Everyone has a unique story, and we love hearing them. Mm-hmm. At noon, Angela Puerta Music is going to perform, and if you haven't heard her perform, she performs all over Madison. She really gets the crowd going. Her music is wonderful. And at 1, we have Ho-Chunk Dancing by Tribalized Entertainment.
So that's quite the lineup of dance and music and some food. And you also have some special things for the kids, I understand. Yeah. Some that the local library there, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library, which, by the way, is a beautiful library. They expanded it over the last couple of years.
Looks like Gordy picked the wrong year to move out of Baraboo.
Yeah, well, I think we should come back.
Yeah, oh, really? But the library is doing something with multicultural books for children, right?
Yes, they did this last year, and they gave away free multicultural books for children, and they're doing that again this year.
Excellent.
Well, I'm glad to see something like this happening. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy out there in Baraboo recently, in the last couple of years anyway. So maybe this will help bring the community together and highlight some of the strengths of having diversity in the area, right?
Absolutely. That is something that we are super excited about, because just like you said, it's so many things that is negative that's put out there. Mm-hmm. But this event is something that has been cultivated to say, look, let us all come together in love. Let us be able to express joy, enjoy each other, and know that we are a great community.
And I know you have a number of sponsors and some other activities here that will be happening. You've got a website here, BaraboCoalition.org. Is that the main website to find out more information? You also have a Facebook page, too.
Yes, both. We have a Facebook page and a website, BaraboXCoalition.org.
Okay. All right.
Very good. Well, Marcy and Ramona, we appreciate you being with us this morning. And good luck with the event. Again, it's happening Saturday, September 28th. We got that right?
Yes.
What time is it kickoff?
So the dancing kicks off at 10, but the event starts at 9:30. 9:30. Get there early so that y'all can see us and we can say hello.
Yes, absolutely. And check out Baraboo as well.
Yes. You wanted to add something, Marcy?
And also, it's the last day of our local farmers market that's going on. Oh. So you can celebrate and get your vegetables for the week.
All right. Sounds good. Excellent.
All right. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you, Ramona. Celebrate Sox September 28th in downtown Baraboo. Thanks for being with us today. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good Thank you. Let's get to something. This is really, really good. Great stuff. This is Kamala taking a little jab at Trump at a recent rally.
Yeah.
I think the rally was yesterday, and she is talking about concepts. So when do we talk about concepts? Cut 91.
Okay.
And North Carolina, on top of all of this, Donald Trump intends to end the Affordable Care Act. And as Stacey mentioned, you heard what he said in the debate. He has no plan to replace it. He said, concepts of a plan. Oh, you all watched the debate.
Wow. What a crowd.
Kind of touched concepts. A nerve there.
Concepts. No actual plan, concepts.
He is concepts.
And understand what's at stake on that. 45 million Americans are insured through the Affordable Care Act.
All right, okay.
And he's going
the concepts to idea. Point. And then Waltz also had something to say about this. This is cut 92, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Walz.
I would have a health care plan on day one. That was 9 years ago. But look, it's progress, apparently. He has the concept of a plan. I taught high school for 20 years. Every one of my kids. Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Every one of my kids had a better excuse for not doing their work than that. They never told me they had a concept of the plan. So.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic stuff. And how much time do we have? Do we have
just a minute?
Just a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got so many more things to touch on. We'll start those up on Monday.
Yes, we will. And, of course, Rocker is in the house. Good morning, Rocker. Good to have you here,
guys.
Man. Yeah. Hey. He's getting all set here to give us the Max Inc. preview. Lots of great local music happening on the station over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to all of that. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Well done, Sam.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. All right. We will be back with Rocker on the John and Gordy Show for this Friday the 13th edition right here on 92.7. WMDX Madison.
All right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bears are plentiful here in Wisconsin this year, as there are over 24,000 of them. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and Randy Johnson, a large carnivore specialist with the state, explains how to best prevent human-bear conflicts. And we'll have that story coming up right after this message.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Randy Johnson is here to explain how to best prevent a human-bear conflict.
If somebody has, you know, bears in the vicinity of the backyard, things like taking down bird feeders, making sure your trash is secure and put away, basically eliminating any of those food attractants goes a long, long way in preventing any kind of bear conflicts. Like I said, bears and livestock conflicts are pretty rare. And usually more dependent on the behavior of a specific bear than anything. And then, you know, the agricultural damages, that can be really variable as well. Specific to the beehives, you know, and chicken coops, things like that for that matter, oftentimes electric fences can be very effective.
If you're off hiking in the woods and come across a bear, Randy Johnson says a good rule of thumb is to remain 100 yards away if at all possible. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at your ag news right after this.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo from the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. And now let's take a look at the ag news for today. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be opening a new corn maze in conjunction with their Fall Fest on September 21st. Also, California has their first confirmed bird flu cases, and Jenny Wackerhauser, a broker analyst with EverAg, says this could lessen the supplies and keep the market in an upwards direction. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 83. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 62. Winds will be out of the east at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs around 84. Saturday night, showers and storms, and a low around 62.
Right now, it's 58.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I want to rock.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Love me like a rock,
rock you like a hurricane.
Sing
It's not rock and roll.
You
want to Billy Joel singing that.
You want to take that part out, don't you?
You know, he can say he's singing rock and roll, okay. But he ain't.
Well, it's, you know, we're playing rock stuff because rockers here.
Because rockers here.
92.7 WMDX. It's Friday morning, Friday the 13th.
Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, it's happening.
We're talking about local music, statewide local bands and their stuff, their production, and we're listening to that. I love it. I love it all. Love the stuff you bring in, especially the Americana.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Good to have you here. We're talking Smash Burgers here during the break.
Now
we're all real hungry here.
I'm really anxious to make some Smash Burgers.
You know, you can get
the technique.
You can get a tabletop Blackstone griddle. That's what you really need, right?
Yeah.
And when you smash those babies down, they're amazing.
That's the way to do it.
The whole thing here is that, you know, Culver's is a Smash Burger.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a fantastic burger. That's what makes Culver's so great. Burgers.
Well, you know, and when you make patties, right, it never gets like paper thin like Culver's, right? You have to smash them.
Yeah, you really do.
I smash them into onions with a little bit of Dijon mustard,
pepper jack cheese.
Then
what?
And it's a double burger. Which double A. So it's a quarter pound burger, but you know, you'd be surprised how filling those are.
Well, how much
compared
flavor,
to getting a big half
how
pound
much
burger
flavor you have, because you were talking about the fact that you caramelize the outside of the meat.
Yeah, it's actually another word for it. I forget what it is when meat like browns like that. It's like a the searing.
Yeah,
and once you get that like real sear on it, that's what you're looking, and it has to be, you know, above 500. Like, it's crazy when you're searing these things.
I did not know. It has to be that hot.
As hot as you can get it.
No kidding.
Yeah, same with anything, you know, steaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing steaks on the Blackstone. You need to have it as high as you possibly can.
Yeah, I was watching a video. They had how they make these burgers at Culver's.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't know it. They had a ball, and then they smash it down with a spatula. And it just, and then that's how they make them. It's as simple as that.
See, now my smasher is even heavy.
Yeah.
So when you smash it down, you leave it on top of it for, you know, 10, 15 seconds to really make sure that it gets that sear.
Now, I have a Gen Air range, and they have all these different tops that you can order. And one is a griddle.
Oh, yeah.
And I should probably now get that.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
And, you know, for all, you know, the healthy people out there, chicken fried rice. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So back to the smash burger, you put the thing on, and how long do you leave it on there
before you flip it? Before you flip it, you know, not much, a minute or two.
Because it's pretty thin. Yeah. You're talking about an eighth burger.
They go fast.
Eighth pound burger.
Yeah, they're very thin, so they go fast.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on to what we're here for. Rock.
Oh,
tell
boy.
Us,
all right.
Tell us what's happening.
This weekend on Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, September 14th, we are on from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Yes.
We'll be spinning lots of local Wisconsin-made music and, of course, Alive in the Lair. We'll have Brattoberfest organizer Michael Alexander. He books the bands for Bratfest, and they're having a second Bratfest coming up next week. Brattoberfest, and we'll hear all about that. And that's at the Crystal Grand Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And then Tom Castle, he's going to be here, and we're actually going to listen to a little song here. Tom Castle has been a singer and a folk musician for decades, traveling the world, collecting and performing maritime songs and stories, and captaining sailing ships on the Great Lakes. And these days, Tom lives in Madison, and his passions are even more diverse and include a recording of original songs based mostly on traditional fiddle songs. So he also works on all these schooners and giving tours and stuff, right? He was a ship's captain for a long time. Yeah. So he's got all these like mariner songs, you know, like Popeye songs, I guess. I don't know what you'd call
them. Great Popeye genre, the Popeye genre.
The Popeye genre, you know, songs you only hear on a ship. So it's pretty fun, and he's a great guy. We've had him on a couple years ago, and he just has a lot of great stories. He traveled the world on boats. But the funny thing was, there was this album, Cheddar Revolution, that happened back during the protest a couple years back, and he wrote this song, and oddly enough, right, The Onion is coming back in print. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, we did.
Reported on it.
Well, you know who's got a subscription to the paper version of The Onion? Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam. Boy, I could tell you about The Onion. When I first came to school here in 1986, when they first started in Uncle Jim's basement, right, pizza?
Yeah.
And oh, that was the funniest paper. And, oh, yeah. And of course, it grew and grew and grew and became the
behemoth that it is. Okay, that does it. We're going to get some old John and Gordy media world from Cable Access. We interviewed a couple of the writers from the Onion.
Way back when we first started.
We grilled them about some of their headlines. to get the bottom of those stories.
Who is that Vincent guy, that publisher? Is he real?
Who's Grass Boy? How did he? How did you discover him?
My wife liked all the soap opera. They would have the soap opera recaps in there.
Sure. Oh.
The woman who was shaving her armpits on the cover.
That's right. Yeah.
There was a lot of good things from the Onion. And back then, really, it was just a coupon paper, right?
Yeah.
You would clip off the bottom of the paper. Each page would have all the coupons, and you would just basically clip it away, and the rest was like throwaway. It was basically all for the coupons.
I forgot about that. They really sell a lot of coupons. You know,
the rest just wasn't true, right? Right. And then I remember, you know, always seeing people who would maybe come here, not for, because when it was in Madison, it wasn't around. So people would come into Madison, they'd see these just crazy headlines, be like, oh my gosh, it was the origin of like serious disinformation.
Caseless tabloids. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah.
So anyway, to that point, Tom Castle wrote a song and he called it The Onion.
All right.
Let's hear it. This is Tom Castle.
So take a tip from me. I'm sure you will agree. Don't place your bet on news from the net or Al Jazeera. The Onion is by far more fair than NPR or the BBC or UNE or pundits on our bar. Cause you can't fool me. I'm sticking to The Onion. I'm sticking to The Onion. I'm sticking to The Onion. Oh, you can't fool me. I'm sticking to The Onion. I'm sticking to The Onion for all my news.
Excellent. That is great. Yeah, you know, we're going to have to flag that just in case we start an Onion feature on this program.
Yeah, the same thing. Here we go.
They're making a comeback. Yeah, Tom Castle. Going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night here. A lot of fun stories and a lot of weird songs you never heard, that's for sure.
Okay.
Hey, let's premiere some brand new music right here on the John and Gordy Show.
Okay.
Bing Bong released their first album, Pop Restoration, in 2018. And during the pandemic, their second album, Live from the Dojo, an album born of live streaming sessions. And now their third album is being released in November. Formerly of the Motor Primitives, guitarist, singer, and songwriter Pam Barrett and her husband purchased the Harmony Bar a few years back.
Oh,
and they continue to provide a premier live music venue in Madison on Atwood Avenue. Mm-hmm. Bing Bong performs tonight, September 13th, at the Harmony Bar with Sunspot. That's at 9 p.m. September 28th, they're going to be at the Delta Beer Lab at 4 p.m. with German art students and Max Capacity in the Sellouts. And then they're having their album release party at the Burroak on Winnebago on November 21st at 7 p.m. You know, you can always get more information at bingbongband.com.
That's great.
Follow the bouncing ball.
You gotta like that. I didn't know that Delta had an area where they could have bands in the bar.
Well, you know, you never know. Like, go to Mickey sometime. You're like, where do they put bands in here?
That's right. Right by the door. All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, let's hear some brand new Bing Bong off their upcoming album. This song is called Clear Blue Sky. This is premiering on the John and Gordy Show.
All right.
Yeah, they're fun. And they got a little bit of a folky Americana feel built into their kind of rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit of a fusion of that. And remember, they're playing tonight at the Harmony Bar with Sunspot.
Excellent.
Got it.
Hey, let's move on to Automatic Lover. We've heard about them before right here on this show, and they're still a brand new band, so we're trying to let people know who they are. Automatic Lover with Play Machine. That features Joey B. Banks on drums. It's kind of EDM with Joey.
Yeah.
Be pretty crazy. That all happens tonight, Friday, September 13th at 8 p.m. at the Cafe Coda on Willie Street. Automatic Lover, they weave together anything from trap beats to soca, garage punk to samba, afrobeat, and heavy disco even. They're an eight-piece band. They've grown. And Uriel Lopez Rodriguez, he's on the vocals. Matthew Reef on keys, Shannon Galligan on guitar, Brett Fari on bass, and Joey B. Banks on drums. But it also includes Nick Bartel on sax, Jamie Kember on trombone from The Big Payback, Mike Bowman on trumpet. They're all from Smoking with Superman, Little Earthquakes, Big Payback, Steely Dane. It's really an all-star band, right? Yeah,
sounds like it.
Let's listen to another little piece of Sick Love. This is their latest release. This is Automatic Lover on the John and Gordy Show. All right.
Tell me that you're great, man. That you wed your head, man. That I am the biggest thing in your whole world. Por favor, no te vayas. Luego tú me extrañas, de tu vuelo soy tu cielo, soy tu sol. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir, sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y se repite cual demente, sin consciente, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
I love that band. Yeah,
big sound. It's tight band.
It's amazing that stuff is coming out, you know, right here in Madison.
Yes.
Yeah. They'll be playing tonight, September 13th, 8 p.m. at the Cafe Coda over on Willie Street. Hey, let's talk about something that I know you guys are talking about getting in health and fit. Absolutely. Exercising, right? Beer for miles run.
That's top of my list.
It's coming up at the Barley Pop Tap and Shop on Atwood Avenue, Wednesday, September 25th. It's actually every other Wednesday, so you can get into a habit. You have to earn these beers before you enjoy the beer. So join up for Beer for Miles. It's a fun. So what they do is they run. You either choose a 5K route or a 10K route. You run the routes, and then you get back to the tap, and it's dollar off tap. So
yeah,
you get a dollar
off. Start drinking. Okay.
Right?
Good.
You know, burn off the calories before you take them on. It's a brand new concept. More information at Barley Top Tap and Shop.
It is a new concept.
I like it. Okay. That's great.
Oh, man.
Okay. Right. I was hoping you would be able to run with the beer. I mean, that's what would make it better.
Why not?
Oh, I remember these one guys. They used to have a 0.2K. You would just walk from one bar down the street to the other, right?
I like it.
I like that. Yeah. Now, that'd be a hit for me. How many miles is
0.2?
5,000K or
it's,
whatever.
It's pretty much like two city blocks.
Okay. Okay. I'm thinking 30,000 miles.
No,
we still have time for one more here?
All right.
The periodicals, they are coming to the High Noon Saloon with the Earthling and Doses. That's tonight, Friday, September 13th at 8 p.m.
A lot of stuff happening tonight.
There is. And the periodicals from Madison and Milwaukee, they merge Northern Soul, Classic R&B, and Alternative Rock. Formed in 2013, the periodicals are British American, Wisconsin-based 10-piece band, right? Horns, keyboards, guitars, violin. Let's get a song in here before the break. This is I Can't Stop. It's the periodicals.
Thinking for a long minute, looking in the mirror, back at the beginning, I remember the first time, and so many words lost in living.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show. Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can bet I'm gonna do some fishing on the Nona or in State Street for a couple of beers. Talk some buddies as they're walking, find some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
Okay, sing along.
Back to Mad City.
It's a great song, a big winner out at our old radio station. We never did talk to the guy who sang it. We don't know who it is.
He was supposed to win a prize.
Yeah. Oh, big prize in waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the station went off the air, and he never got his prize, unfortunately.
That's right.
We're still looking for him 30 years later.
We are still looking for that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that, right? I mean, you like find like a ring or a picture or something somewhere, and you're like, hey, I lost to somebody in, like, you know, New York. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, that's mine. They heard it on the internet, but this,
I know.
Nobody claims ownership.
We're hoping anyway that someday we'll find that individual.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to what's happening with Max Inc. this weekend and other events happening very soon.
You know, I saw something coming up. It's the Overture Center, right?
Yes.
For the arts, right down here across the street from us. They're turning 20 years old, and they're having a celebration Sunday, September 28th at 7 p.m. It's old-fashioned birthday party, an evening filled with joy, laughter, and unforgettable old moments, because they're going to have interactive amusements, surprise performances, and dancing, which I'm curious to know what the surprise performances might be.
Right.
It's, you know, 20 years old, but, you know, you remember that was a controversial thing when they built that, right? Yes. Dottie's Dumpling, remember? They held out, and they were, like, on this, like, island around the giant...
Yes.
In the giant pit that was going to be the Overture Center, you know, and it was the old Civic Center. Lots of good times, but they still have a little piece of the wall that we can see right here from the window.
So 20 years, huh?
Yeah. 20 years.
So, well, I bet they can't wait to become 21 so they can have alcohol over there again.
So that event is Sunday, September 28th.
That's right.
Overture. Okay.
Now let's talk about something. Walktoberfest. Walktoberfest. It's today, actually, Friday, September 13th on Century Avenue in Wanakee. Wanakee's annual German festival, live music, food, beer, wine, and inflatables, free admission. Now, they're going to have some crazy things here. Mm-hmm. John, I know that you'll like this. Mm-hmm. A brat toss.
Yes.
What?
That's how you get rid of the fat. You throw it, right? Teams of two compete to see who can throw and catch a bratwurst at the longest distance.
That is a fantastic event. Wow.
Well, it's not just that either. There's a sauerkraut eating contest.
Oh, no.
That's a speed contest. So it's a how fast you can crunch down the sauerkraut. And then, not to be overshadowed, but there is a Limburger cheese eating contest.
Who can
eat the Limburger cheese?
Stay away from that guy.
Stinky.
And a Dutch on race, right?
What?
Get those little hot dogs.
Oh,
racing.
A dachshund?
Dachshunds?
Dachshund. Yeah. Oh, dachshund dash.
All right.
You're going to race dachshunds.
Wow.
They are weird looking dogs.
Yeah. And they're not very friendly dogs. Most of the time either.
No.
Beer Snippy. Yoga. They'll have beer yoga. So
whoa,
if nothing else triggers your trigger, yoga. Beer yes, yoga, right? Yes,
that's my thing.
Walktoberfest runs through September 15th. And for more information, you can go to walktoberfest.com. That's walktoberfest.com. The People Brothers Band are playing this today. So the People Brothers Band, unique brand of rhythm and soul, features some of the best talented vocalists and musicians in the region. They are great. Check them out at peoplebrothers.com. And let's hear some People Brothers Band right now from their album Love Electric. This is That Feeling.
You've got that feeling. You've got that feeling. You got that feeling. Yeah, you got that feeling. But don't let your ship sail. You wind up waiting on a jeep sail. Don't waste your sweet time. Instead of living on the rewind. Take your woman right by the hand. Let your feet move without care. Leave your worries, baby, leave them there. Let the music go and take you there. And then you get that feeling. Yeah, you get that feeling. You get that feeling. You get that feeling.
Good song. Like it a lot.
The People Brothers Band playing tonight. At Walktoberfest at 8 p.m. on Century Avenue in Wanakee.
Any idea of when that fest starts today?
You know, I think that those start. Go to, let me see, I have the URL. It's walktoberfest.com, W-A-U-K.
Right, I will
and there's
that
it's 3 days of events. Yeah. So, all these brat throwing contests and, you know, dachshund racing and all this stuff kind of happens all throughout the day.
All right. Well, yeah, we could toss brats anytime.
I know you're excited to handle some sausage, John.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially fatless sausage.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I have one last thing here. Okay. Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, Saturday, September 14th. So that's tomorrow night at the Red Rooster over on Seaforth Road. It's the award-winning blues soul artist Roscoe Foster and his band will be throwing down the funky blues and bringing the Rascal Party to the Rooster. And therascaltheory.com is where you can find more information. Roscoe's out of Baraboo. Really great artist. Let's listen to Buzzkill. This is The Rascal Theory on the John and Gordy Show.
Find somewhere you can be happy, even when the whole world goes mad. Find a way to make it better. No sin for crying, no spill mill. No place in the world for Buzzkill. Then just keep going. After all, no one lives forever. No sense in crying, no one spill milk. No place in the world for Buzzkill. No, no.
Buzzkill.
Wow. So we're watching the guy on CNN, and he's talking about they finally found a Lego piece up his nose 30 years after it got stuck there.
Yeah, a little kid.
Wow.
And 30 years later, they found
I think
Lego
one
piece.
Of my kids had a Lego piece stuck up their nose.
And it was
as
just
well.
one single Lego round piece, very small.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to wrap up here, Rocker. So
we're done.
Give us the quick thing here.
Max Inc. Radio this weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight, and we'll have Tom Castle live in the lair.
Can't wait.
All kinds of local music made here in Wisconsin.
Excellent. We always appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Right. Thanks for being here.
That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. Monday, Paul Soglin is back with us. We hope you have a great weekend. So long from the John and Gordy Show.
Let's toss some brats.
Okay.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you know someone who is interested in aviation and they're on the younger side, join us in hour number two as we learn about the Young Eagles program. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Boeing's 30,000 union machinists voted overnight to strike.